Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're or wherever you're at, whoever you with, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you've had a tremendous Tuesday. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you happen to be at work, at home, on the road, you're relaxing, you're rolling, you're chilling, you're holding it down, you're helping, or maybe you're doing something you got no business doing. I can't see you. I don't know. I'm just assuming. Either way, I'm here to have fun. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. We've had a busy show. We've had fun. And I'm going to have more fun before I leave. Of course, at the end of this hour, I'm going to share with you quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. Earlier on in the show, we've had a lot of fun. Thank you again to our guest, Bill Lindsay, former player for the Florida Panthers, current analyst, for coming through and talking about what it means for a team that has only been in existence since 1993. Took 3 trips to the Stanley Cup Finals. Finally walks away with it last night. Thank you, Bill Lindsay, for joining us. If you missed that conversation, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Of course, we talked about the Panthers' victory, the Oilers' loss, Connor McDavid walking away with the Conn Smythe. Only the 6th man to do it. It's basically the MVP of the NHL postseason. Despite losing in the Stanley Cup final, only the 6th man to do it. We talked about Klay Thompson. The Warriors say they want him back. And Klay Thompson, he's like, where's my offer? We talked about the Lakers being all in on LeBron James. And do they have a choice? Why wouldn't they be? The Boston Celtics were at Fenway Park last night. Oh, shout-outs to Kristaps Porzingis. No Olympics for him. He needs surgery on that dislocated ankle ligament, whatever. Kristaps Porzingis is going to have no legs by the time his NBA career is done. Just the facts. And then also, the Carolina Panthers, they're winners too. They're a $20 billion owner. He's chipping in $150 million for an $800 million stadium renovation. And the taxpayers pay for the rest of it. Same thing in Jacksonville. Congratulations, that rat dump you got out there. No offense to Jacksonville, but I've been to whatever the hell they call that place. It changed the name so often. It is a rat dump. Literally, there's rats everywhere. Ask the players. The taxpayers are putting up some money to fix that, too. Can the Khan family put some money in to fix Jacksonville? I don't know, whatever. People talk about these teams like it's God's gift to a city. Just put some money in next time. Put some money in. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, I made a joke because I don't think it's going to happen. About LeBron James, like, potentially moving on from the Lakers. It's not going to happen. LeBron James moving on from the Lakers or staying with the Lakers and taking a pay cut. It's not going to happen. Well, let me just say these are highly unlikely things to happen. LeBron is probably going to cash a major check and try to sign a short-term deal and still put the pressure on the Lakers to bring on help, even though his contract might eat up a good portion of the cap. But I guess that's for Rob Pelinka to figure out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. To get to your phone calls. And then I absolutely must tell you about a liar. Someone who lied to college students. It's the worst of the worst. I'll tell you who in a second. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to someone. He is not a liar. His name is Sed. Sed is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sed?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
It depends on what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, man, LeBron's finna get up out of L.A., man. You know, he gonna take my guy, Lil Durk, up on his offer. He gonna come out to Chicago. He gonna pay half his salary. And yeah, we're gonna bring Lil Bronny with us, and AD potentially, you know. Your guy I was talking to who took my call, who is that be talking?
Excuse?
Who takes the calls?
This is so disrespectful. Hold on a second. Hickey, what do you want me to tell this man?
I mean, look, I guess I'll take that. I wasn't confused for Shep at this point. We've gotten past that.
We have. That was one guy.
Nothing. You know, I want to make sure.
Said, were you talking this whole time?
I just was talking just now.
Okay. Well, you were talking to yourself. We didn't hear anything you said. This man's name is Ryan Hickey. Not only is Ryan Hickey here with me throughout the course of the week, Ryan Hickey also broadcasts here on the weekends on the Infinity Sports Network. So he's not just some guy who picks the phone up. He's one of our hosts here, Sed.
Well, look, hey, Ryan, well, I want to introduce myself. My name is Sed. You know, I was so familiar with Shep for so long, I ain't get to meet you yet like that. But, Ryan, what's going on, bud?
Hello, Sed. Nice to meet you.
Finally. Nice to meet you, bro. But yeah, JR, yeah. No, hey. I don't think it's going to happen, but it was just interesting to me that it was even a conversation. It was just funny because it just brings me back to whenever Bron should have came the first go-around, whenever he had the chance to come with him and Wade. But, you know, they decided to go to Miami. I think they would have had more success out of Chicago with Rose, if you ask me, though.
That, well, we saw how Derrick Rose, how his body held up and how it might have held up. He just played at too much of a breakneck. And I think the Bulls' days are over. Them days are over. We all obviously know what took place in the 90s. I think the closest that we got to any of that was Kobe Bryant asking to be traded to the Chicago Bulls. We know that did not come to fruition. And I don't think where we're at right now, let's think about this. Michael Jordan's era might be yesterday to me and you, but to the current crop of players who've never seen Michael Jordan play, for the 19-year-olds who are going to be drafted into the NBA tomorrow, they don't know squat diddly about Michael Jordan. They probably have more of a familiarity with a LeBron James and the legend of a Kobe Bryant Was that you, or what's your neighbor?
No, that was me, man. So I had some kids pull up on the side of me telling me to honk the horn.
I did justice. Well, thank you for honking a horn for the children. But them, I hate to tell you, them days are over, man. Like, even LeBron James, who remembers the back end of Michael Jordan, I don't think LeBron James says, hey, I want to join the Chicago Bulls. I know you were just saying, but I hate to paint a bleaker picture for you. Ain't nobody looking at the Bulls saying, oh, man, I need to join the storied franchise. Them days are over. And when I hate to also be the bearer of bad news. I don't know what's going to happen when Jerry Reinsdorf either sells or passes away, but I can imagine it's going to be a tumultuous time with the Bulls, and I think they've seen their glory years. I'm sorry, Sad.
I agree with you, and it's sad, man, because we are one of those charter franchises for the NBA. Like, yeah, a lot of people loved the Bulls back in the 90s, but it ain't what it used to be.
Yep, days are over. Well, sorry, Sed. Good luck, and thank you for honking a horn for the kids. Sed love the kids, right? Like Trick Daddy?
Yes, sir. We love the kids.
Yeah, Sed love the kids. thank you, Sed. Drive safe.
All right, have a good one, bro.
You as well. Hickey, I thought for a minute he was saying that he had the honk to tell the kids to move out the way.
Same. I thought he was saying that they're getting too close.
Yeah.
So, hey, he obliges at least.
I didn't know that kids passed people on the highway and asked them to honk the horn. I thought those days were over.
I thought it was just truck drivers fire truck drivers, too.
Well, yeah, truck drivers, too. But I think kids are so full of it. I've seen more kids throwing up, you know, middle fingers than anything out of windows. Like, what is that? Have you ever seen that yet on a school bus?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What are we at in the world? Where are we? You drive by a school bus and it's just like, the little kids, you know, they're like, hey, here's a middle finger for you. Whoa.
Happy Tuesday.
And what can you do? Nothing. You can't do anything. You just can't do anything but shake your head at society and say, what type of a crap world do we live in? We're a school bus full of elementary school. I'm talking elementary school students. Just say, hey, instead of waving to the nice, friendly strangers outside, I'm going to give them the middle finger? What? Said, consider yourself lucky, man. The kid asked you to honk the horn. It could have been worse. And speaking of worse, how about this? Last night, with all the winning of the Stanley Cup that the Florida Panthers did, we talked about this earlier in the show. The University of Tennessee, the Volunteers, they won the College Baseball World Series. Tennessee beat Texas A&M. The final score last night was 6-5. If you're not familiar with the College World Series, they play a best 2 out of 3, okay? And so Tennessee won the series 2-1. And for the most part, the last thing that the Volunteers won was like a track and field event back in 2009. So last night was a big deal for the Volunteers. Meanwhile, it was also a big deal for Texas A&M. This is not something Texas A&M is used to. And so they had an opportunity to win, and they did not. Now, listen to me very carefully. If you know anything about college athletics, you know Texas A&M and Texas, the Longhorns, they hate each other. Well, yesterday, Texas fired their coach, okay? So there's a vacancy there. Now, the Texas A&M manager, Jim Schlossnagel, you heard what I said. You damn right I said it. Jim Schlossnagel, the manager of Texas A&M, after the defeat, after the loss, the media asked him what I think is a justifiable question. A justified question. They asked Jim Schlossnagel whether or not he would entertain leaving Texas A&M to go join the Longhorns. And Jim Schlossnagel, he took issue with this question. Listen to this man have a fit.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But my, I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. It's right that.
What a jerk. I'm going to tell you why he's a jerk. Hickey, what did he say at the beginning of that statement? I got so upset. He said it was disrespectful or rude, or what did he say?
The word he used was selfish, a selfish question.
It was selfish to ask him that question?
That's right.
So how selfish is this? Because last night, after you just heard what he said about he moved his family and he's away and all of this and he never wants to take another job, multiple reports say he is leaving Texas A&M to become the baseball coach at Texas. Come on now. What he has he been looking in the Bobby Petrino handbook? Has he been looking at the Tommy Tuberville handbook? I'm going to leave my team. I'm going to leave my college athletes. I'm going to leave everybody high and dry. I'm going to leave them hanging at lunch. Selfish? You're going to call, and that guy, the guy asking the question sounded like a college student. And my bad if he's not, he sounded like a young dude. I mean, damn it. You're going to, him asking the question was selfish? Well, what about you leaving? How is everybody at Texas A&M supposed to feel about you? If you're going to say that was a selfish question for him to ask, then what are you? You're acting like a jackass. You just changed your mind overnight? That offer was too big. That call was too great. That phone ringing, that text message was too massive. I can bet you one thing that Jim Schlossnagel probably doesn't have. Does he have it in him to apologize to the reporter? Does he have it in him to apologize to the school? If this is true, does he have the cojones to go, I lied? Or is he just going to feed us a whole lot of, well, things changed over time. Yeah, well, things happened so fast. Oh, things happened so fast. Oh, next time, just relax. I get it. Yeah, you just lost at Texas A&M. But don't feed people the garbage. Sitting up on your soapbox about asking you about your future is so selfish when you decided to leave Texas A&M high and dry. Jim Schlossnagel, do better. Don't be a jackass. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. He's grinding my gears. Hate people like that. Yeah, things change, but you don't got to be a jackass about it. You know what a lot of people say in those cases? I'm here at Texas A&M. We just lost. I'm not talking about that right now. Done. You got to chop somebody down to cover up your own ass. It's the JR Sportbeat Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. At the end of the hour, of course, I'm going to share with you some things that took place this day in sports history. How about a hint? I told you the Chicago Bulls, their glory days are behind them. I think today might have been a special day in Bulls history. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of leaving, there's a guy on the Toronto Blue Jays who says he wouldn't mind if he moved on to be a Yankee. What? We'll talk about that. Plus whatever the hell you want to say. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Jim Schlossnagel.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, I told you about the former, soon-to-be former, head coach and manager of Texas A&M baseball, Jim Schlossnagel. Jim Schlossnagel basically scolded a reporter last night for even asking whether or not he was going to stick around and possibly take another job with a rival like Texas. And Jim Schlossnagel basically chopped this reporter down and said his question was just selfish and kind of rude and all of this stuff. And why are you asking me this question? And I left my family and all of this, and I'm here, and I don't want another job. And then today we find out he's going to be the next coach at Texas. Come on. Did we need the whole theater? Did we need the theatrics? The only thing we were missing was a real script. Can't stand people want to bully other people. I can't. Like, if you want to sit up there and lie in your response, then fine. But you got to raise your blood pressure at this person. And I get it. Everybody's a human. You just had a big old loss. But, man, you were sitting around likely big old lying. Learn how to control yourself. Learn how to control your emotions. It's just, anyway, enough of this Jim Schlossnagel. Speaking of controlling themselves, I guess things do change. People change their minds, right? Jim Schlossnagel changed his mind in, I don't know, 8 hours, 5 hours. This was very interesting to me. The New York Yankees are currently getting smacked around by the New York Mets 9-1. Oh, this is a beatdown in New York City, taking place in Queens, New York. It's a beatdown. There's another baseball team that's taken a beatdown all year long. It's the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, this season, they suck. We know that the New York Yankees, even though they're on a little bit of a downswing right now, the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles, they're pretty much sitting at the top of the American League East. Now you take a look at the Blue Jays, and they're sitting at the bottom with a record of 35-43. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is pretty much the star of the Blue Jays and has been since he pretty much came into the majors. And of course, he's the son of one of the greatest hitters that I've ever seen, Vladimir Guerrero. That's the real one. This man would stand there like an oak tree, no batting gloves, no effort. Vladimir Guerrero never looked like he was trying. This man hit home runs. He hit for average. He patrolled right field. He threw you out with the laser of an arm. Vladimir Guerrero is one of the best baseball players I've seen in my life. It's like he might as well have created the game of baseball. And so his son, who's the opposite of him, a little smaller, a little more portly, a little rounder, is still damn good himself. He's not his dad. This season, he's having what you would consider to be a disappointing season. 10 home runs, 35 RBIs. Okay. Fine. Whatever. His contract is up at the end of next year. And unlike Jim Schlossnagel, who changed his mind overnight, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., as these Blue Jays have kind of just stunk a little bit, for years he's talked about how he would never sign with the New York Yankees. He'd never play for the New York Yankees. He says, even dead. I mean, those are some tough words. I don't know how he'd play baseball dead, but he said he wouldn't. Well, last night, he changed his tune. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. said, "Sometimes one says things. It's not that I'm trying to take back what I said about the Yankees, but this is a business. I sat down and spoke with my dad and my family, and this is a business. And I said I would never talk about this topic, and lots of people have asked me about it." Okay. Toronto Blue Jays said we ain't moving him anyway. Why this is a topic, why he's bringing us up at this point, I have no idea. Does he want to move on? I mean, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has never been shy about hitting home runs against the Yankees and just showing them up in a process. Here's the deal. Newsflash. I think a lot of people understand. Not everybody wants to play for no Yankees. Not everybody wants to play. Hickey, when are they going to get rid of this stupid facial hair policy? Never, right?
Great question. Probably never, unless the Steinbrenners one day sell, maybe.
That is still one of the dumbest things, I think, in this era, in this year. Like, you can't have the Yankees facial hair, and not even facial hair policy. And this goes back to George Steinbrenner wanting to have, you know, coming from a military family, wanting to have his players, who he's paying, have a certain look. Yankees can't have hair past their collar. Yankees can't have hair below the lip. So you can have a mustache, but you can't have a goatee. You can have a mustache, but you can't have a beard. You can have hair, but don't let it flow past your collar. Now, if you're asking me, it's antiquated. And I can certainly understand wanting to maintain a kept look, but can you not have a beard and look kept? I mean, Jason Giambi joined the New York Yankees, and now, I mean, everybody in Oakland, which is soon to not have a baseball team, everybody in Oakland, look at this guy as a sellout. You got this long-haired, steroid-using hippie. Mustache and beard and long hair. He goes to the Yankees, and Jason Giambi cut his hair. Jason Giambi had a mustache that made him look like a particular star. And even the Yankees fans didn't particularly care for the guy. I think it's past due. One day, the New York Yankees need like a guy, a star, who will say, "I want to go play for the Yankees, but I need to keep my hair or my beard." What happens if the Yankees get a guy who says, "My hair is part of my religion"? What happens then? What do they do? Say no?
I guess
We get a lawsuit?
Could you imagine if Shohei Ohtani had a beard and didn't sign with the Yankees because of that?
I wish. I wish. Maybe they get rid of the policy. I get it. Baseball players are known, you know, to sometimes they let loose. You know, we got guys that run around looking like werewolves and what have you. Let me ask you this. What's the difference? The Yankees got a pitcher, Luis Gil. He has tattoos everywhere. He has tattoos on his neck, they're on his back. He has tattoos everywhere. If George Steinbrenner was alive, what is he going to do? Scrub his tattoos off? So what's the difference if the whole idea about being a New York Yankee is being cleaned and no facial hair and no long hair, then why is Gil pitching? Tattoos are okay? No, I never saw nobody on a Yankees mound in the 50s with tattoos on their whole body, but would that have been okay? I think the Yankees got to change with the times. I mean, shoot, give it a length. Fine. No hair past the collar so we can see your numbers. Fine. No facial hair longer than, I don't know, an inch, so at least it stays neat. I don't know, something. Just old to me. We haven't had a player to fight over it. I mean, why? You got guys like Aaron Judge making $40 million a year. 855-212-4227. Marco Belletti is here. Marco, you like the Yankees. I like the Yankees. Isn't this kind of old? I need one player at some point over the next 10 years to go, This is stupid. What are y'all doing?
This is the dumbest rule, and I've been barking about it for a long time. It is so I mean, even the idea of it, like, well, no, you want to be clean and stop. You want a certain look that really is just unjustifiable. It really is. And there was one guy, and it's a shame that he didn't take the bait on this, but when the Yankees signed Wade Boggs back in 92, I remember this vividly. George Steinbrenner said, if you need the beard to hit, you can keep the beard. And Boggs was like, no, not going to be any different than anybody else. And he shaved it and went with just a mustache. And said, it's okay, I want to be just like everybody else. Now, at the time, it felt like, all right, look, he doesn't want to be 24-1, like the whole A-Rod thing. He wants to be part of the group, coming to the Yankees from the Red Sox, wants to fit in. But looking back, it's a shame that Wade Boggs didn't take that and was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to keep my damn beard, get me my chicken, and I'm going to get 3,000 hits for you. It would have been really nice because at some point we need a player to do that, to look at it and go, you want me? You're going to pay me, and I'm going to look however the hell I want to look. Because since when do we go to work and somebody looks at you and goes, cut your hair or shave your beard? Like, I'm a grown man. If I want a beard, I'm going to have a beard. Like, what are we doing?
This ain't the military. I'm sorry.
It's so over the top. Again, like, I understand if you look at it and go, look, you're uncleanly, where it's like, you stink. You're a problem. Like, you can't walk in here and just be unkempt. I get that concept. And that's like a one-on-one where you look at him and go, look, you're a little out of control. But you're a grown man, and this is not a job where, you know, you're working with food or there's a problem with
you can play baseball with hair. In the dirt.
Yeah, you can play baseball with a beard. You're allowed. It's okay. It's not going to cause somebody else a problem.
There will be a player. It's just a matter of when. Just a matter of when. That's it.
Would it have been Luis Castillo if the Yankees would have pulled the trigger on that trade? He had been talked about it. He didn't want to get rid of his dreads. He went to Seattle. Didn't matter.
Well, his locks, I think he keeps them up. Is his hair hanging low or does he have it up in a bun?
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. Technically for the Yankees, it wouldn't matter. I forget who it was.
I think it's below the collar. I know McCutcheon came over, but I think his hair was cut by the time he went from Pittsburgh. He was already a Yankee.
Can't have it, JR. According to the way that Yankee, whatever. And look, there's also been times, too, like during the 70s, there were guys that were like, Lou Piniella had long hair. There was, Stick Michael did. There was almost when it was convenient and it was where, they wanted to be. But there were certain times, in 95, Jack McDowell had a goatee for a while, so did Mattingly. And then everybody was like relaxed and then, let's fix this again. So it depends on if you're winning or not. So I feel like this is all just nonsense. It really is. And nobody wants to fight it because you're getting paid and they don't care.
Aaron Judge needs to grow out a beard. What the hell would he look like? I've never seen this guy with... No, you know what? I think I did. Did you see that photo in the offseason of him with a beard?
I did not. I did not. I mean, most guys do. If you watch the Yankee players, it's almost like to a man. Because it's almost childlike where it's, but you can't do... Like, why can't I do... I'm a grown man. Like, what the hell are you talking about? And the one that I remember struck me, and again, he's a marginal player. I understand that. When the Yankees picked up Rougned Odor, he had a shave, and he had a big, one of those old school, like, big, giant, almost Santa Claus beards, right?
He looked like a different human being.
He did, to the point where his daughter didn't go near him for 3 days because she didn't recognize him because she was, 4 years old. What are we doing that this man has to explain to his daughter that I'm still your father, I just look different? What the hell? Who the hell are you that you have to tell him that he can't look the way he wants to look? And his daughter's now afraid of him she gets over, it's 3 or 4 days, it's fine. But it's the idea that, you're just an employee. You're not an overseer. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Soon, maybe it could be you, Marco. Maybe, right? No, maybe.
Well, I mean, I'm old and fat and I suck, so I don't think it would be me, but...
okay.
I would have fought that, but again, look, you say that, but it's just the idea that, you're dealing with men. You're not dealing with children. These are not little kids. This is not Little League. This is not, I know we think about it, when I played. You were 14 when you played. These are grown men that have kids of their own, their wives, families, mistresses, whatever you want to call
mistresses.
It. Whatever. They're allowed to grow facial hair. I mean, I'm sorry. It's mind-blowing when you stop and you go, this guy's 37 years old. He can't have a beard? What?
Well, not for the naked-faced New York Yankees. Soon enough, Marco, and check, I sent you an Aaron Judge with facial hair so you can... You check that out later, okay, Marco?
I got it.
You're welcome. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I got a beard. Marco got a beard. Hick, you got a beard right now? I know every now and then you keep something up there. What's going on?
I do have a beard. It's not very full, but it's, I guess it technically counts as a beard.
Yeah, we got beards here. And we're not Yankees. We're men. Unlike them hairless New York Yankees. I got some other words, but I'll keep it there.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I'm going to pick up the phone lines, and I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I have a moment to be sad. But before we do any of that, let's talk to Sean from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Sean?
Well, let me turn my radio down, brother.
Well, what took so long?
Hey, talking about beards and mustaches, all right? Got me? Are you here?
I'm paid to be here. You called me. Go ahead.
Okay, it's all part of the infiltration system of your inhaling system. And people don't understand this. It's no different than a hair. Everything catches bugs. Everything catches all kinds of germs. And your mustache is your first protectant against anything you're inhaling from anything. It's your first protectant. You keep your beard and your mustache clear, you're going to breathe freer. You know, you shave that away, your nose and your sinus, your sinuses are catching everything.
Okay, Sean. What I need you to do is to write this to the New York Yankees. They are at 161st Street and River Avenue in the Bronx, New York.
I don't have a pen on me right now, brother. Okay. I can get back. I'm sitting in my truck and I'm sitting in my truck in heaven right now. Okay. Listening to you.
Well, thank you.
Am just sitting in heaven right now.
Oh, me too. Well, listen, that's not the first time someone said an interaction with me was like heaven. So thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
No, I mean it completely, though. But they understand this?
No, I don't know. Listen, Sean, there's some people that don't want facial hair. So, I mean, to each his own, right? I just think the Yankees forcing it upon people is a little wild. But thank you, Sean.
Oh, they don't watch your good sports shows with everything. You know, they want everything prim and proper and
We know, Sean. You should also tell the military, who also doesn't want facial hair. But thank you, Sean.
You know what? I got another question for you
You have a question for me? Oh, my God. You haven't asked me a question. You made a statement. But go ahead. Ask your question. Excuse me?
All the girls in the military are able to get away with long hair. How come guys can't?
Man, I don't know, bro. I'm not paying attention.
I don't know either.
Have you watched G.I. Jane? I don't know. I haven't been in MEPS in a while, Sean. Thank you. Were you in the military?
I tried to get in there. I had flat feet.
Oh, I've heard that before. You didn't make it past MEPS. Hey, Sean, thank you.
I didn't make it past Sean. Steps on the scale.
I heard. Well, thank you for calling from Michigan. Appreciate you, okay?
You bet.
Thank you for being in heaven. Appreciate you. Thank you. All right. Hickey, are you ready to now move on?
Yes, I think so.
Now we learned about Sean's flat feet. Let's go back in time, June 25th.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
June 25th, 1997. On ESPN, the NHL said, "We got more teams. We can't wait." Listen to this.
For a league that just 30 years ago resided in only six cities, the millennium will see NHL frozen ponds and glowing pucks in 30, including the capital of country music and the home of the Buckeyes.
The order for joining the league begins with Nashville in the 98-99 season. They will join the Central Division with three of the original six, Chicago, Detroit, and Toronto, plus St. Louis. Phase two begins in 1999 when Atlanta, not the Flames, joined the Southeast Division of the Eastern Conference. By the turn of the century, expansion will be complete with Columbus and Minnesota, not the North Stars, entering the league.
Move back to Canada. Anyway, also this day, June 25th, 1997, there was a giant man from the American Virgin Islands who was selected number one overall in the NBA draft. His name was Tim Duncan.
With the first pick in the 1997 NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Tim Duncan from Wake Forest University.
Tim Duncan has some fans up here in the Carolinas. The big All-American. The first pick in the draft. Making the walk that so many players dream of making.
It's crazy. 2 years to that day. June 25th, 1999. Tim Duncan helped the Spurs beat the living hell out of the New York Knicks. They won their first title. This is NBC.
Sean Elliott. Avery Johnson. Big hoop for Avery Johnson. The Spurs by one.
And how often have we seen teams say, Avery Johnson, you have to make shots in the fourth quarter. And
Ward to Kenny Spiro. He's underneath. The San Antonio Spurs have won their first NBA championship.
Yeah, that's crazy. A bunch of guests that we typically have on were on that team. Antonio Daniels, Avery Johnson. Spurs beat the Knicks 78-77, won a series 4-1. Let's hit the fast forward button. June 25th, 2009. Some guy out of Oklahoma was the number one pick in the NBA draft. NBA team.
With the first pick in the 2009 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Clippers select Blake Griffin. Hugs, kisses, a lot of love around. As expected, Blake Griffin, the all-galaxy, all-everything forward from the University of Oklahoma, goes number one. Fourth straight year, Big 12 player was selected in the top two. There he is saying hello to his new boss.
Blake, for the last 6 weeks, you've known that you were going to be picked by the Clippers. The moment that you heard your name called, what was the first thing that ran through your mind?
Man, just relief, man. It's great to know exactly where I'm going and to have it, you know, set in stone.
Blake Griffin was exciting as hell until his knees stopped working. And Blake Griffin just retired. That's crazy. And now he's doing comedy. What a world that we live in. Anyway, those were a few things that took place this day in sports history. What's today? June 25th. It's time to talk about the future. Hickey, we're going to be gone for, well, I'll be here the rest of the week, but we won't be together until like after July 4th, man, the week after that.
That's crazy. Yeah, wow.
It's long time.
I didn't think about that. July 9th, that's 2 weeks, basically, almost. Wow.
Yeah.
Don't miss me too much.
Yeah, I'll be here the rest. I won't. Well, I will miss you, but I won't. I will, but I won't. I want you to enjoy yourself. Yeah. This is our last day for now, and then we'll be back following the holiday. I'll be here the rest of the week, and then I will be here Monday and Tuesday of next week, and then I also will be disappearing off of the face of the earth until the following week. That's just called life, folks. That's just what it is. And so, Hickey, thank you as always for an amazing time. You're going to miss the top six tomorrow, man. You're going to miss it.
I know, and I don't want to give it away, but it's a good one. So I'm very excited for it. I'm going to be sad I won't be here to listen to it.
You don't have to give it away. The NBA draft is tomorrow. So you're going to have a bunch of dudes who get drafted, expected to change the world for their respective teams. Meanwhile, I'll be here on the radio telling everybody about the top six busts in NBA history. So there you have it, Hickey. We're going to talk about people that suck.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, today we talked about champions like Tennessee and like the Florida Panthers and the Celtics. And tomorrow we'll talk about the guys that didn't work out. Okay, Hickey, where can people follow you and social media and all of that stuff?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter. Will be posting a good amount from Italy the next few days.
But good, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Me, I'm at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We'll be talking about the NBA draft, plus a top six list of some of the biggest busts that we've ever seen in NBA history. Y'all be safe, be well, be smooth, and be cool. Thank you to Bill for joining us from the Panthers earlier in the show. If you missed a minute, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm going. I got to leave. Hickey, have a great time, but don't leave anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network. And Bart Winkley, he's coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.